Welcome back, everybody. Tom and Yomi today up to Daf Chav Chesem and Beis 28b, and we are at the very bottom of Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. So the Mishnah tells Becha B'Tevis Lo Yabam Maimid. On the first of Tevis, there is no Maimid at all because there was Halel and the Karban Mosuf and the Karban Eitzim. So it comes, says the Gemara, and says Amar Le Mar Kshisha Breider of Chistel Ravashi. Top of Chav Chesem and Beis. Now Maishna Halel D'Dachi Didei. So why is Halel different in that it suspends its own Maimid? Meaning Halel, which is said at Shachar, suspends the Maimid of Shachar. So Maishna Mosuf. But Musaf, when there's a carbon Musaf, it doesn't suspend its own maimid of the Musaf service. Rather, instead, it suspends that of the Mincha. So Amar Ravashi, Hashta Delav Didei Dachi. So the Gemara says that the question doesn't make any sense because since the Musaf suspends the maimid of Mincha, which is not even its own maimid, Didei Lo Kol Shekein, then of course it's going to suspend its own maimid. Why are you assuming that it's not going to suspend its own and only of Mincha? Says the Gemara, though, Amar Le, this is really what the question meant to be. Hachi Kamin Alach, this is what I meant to ask you. Lo lidchei ela didei. The carbon musaf should only suspend its own maimid. Meaning, why would it override the maimid of mincha as well? So Amar Leis, Rav Ashi said back to Mark Shisha, Ika Rabbi Yossi dikai kavasach. There's the Tana Rabbi Yossi who holds and agrees with you. The Tana Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol yom sheyesh bo musaf yesh bo maimid. Who says that any day where we have a carbon musaf, we are going to have a maimid service. So maimid demai. So which maimid are we referring to? Ilema maimid de shacharis. If we're referring to the maimid of shacharis of that one specifically, that's not going to work because hatanakama nami hachi kamar, because the Tanakama also says this is so. So that can't be what we're referring to. Ela maimid de musaf. Rather, we're talking about the maimid of musaf. But this too can't work because didei nami lo dachi. Because it can't be that it's going to suspend something else if it doesn't even suspend its own maimid of the musaf. Ela de mincha. Rather, it's talking about suspending that of the mincha. Karban eitzim dachi. But we know that the karban eitzim suspends the maimid of the carb of the mincha. Ela lav de ni'ila. Rather, it must be talking about ni'ila, which means Rabbi Yossi holds that the ni'ila maimid is held even on days when a musaf, when a karban musaf is going to be brought. So Shema Amina Didei Dachi. So what we learn from this is that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Karban Musaf suspends its own Maimid, meaning the Maimid of Musaf, Delav Didei Lo Dachi, but it would not suspend a Maimid that's not its own. Shema Amina, so this is what we see. So again, this is all just to prove that the Karban Musaf is going to suspend its own Maimid, and that's what we're referring to. Then we said, so the Mishnah had told us that Rosh Chodesh Tevis is a day where there's going to be no Maimid service at all, because we have Hala, we have the Karban Musaf, and we have the Karban Eitzim. Why specifically did it mention that day? The same thing should apply by the first of Nisan, because we have all three of those things as well. The carbon musaf, the carbon eitzim. We have halal because Rosh Chodesh. We have the carbon musaf also because Rosh Chodesh. And we have the carbon eitzim because the family of Arach brought the wood in those days. So comes the Gemara and explains why we left out the first of Nisan, because Amarava Zosumeris Halel de Bereish Yarcha Lav de Oraisa, because the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh is not mi de oraisa. It's not of biblical origin. The reason by Tevius we're still saying halal for Hanukkah, but over here, just because of Rosh Chodesh, the halal that we say for there is not a real halal. It's not real de oraisa. Big Tosfos over here discussing why some would or would not say a bracha on halal when we have it on Rosh Chodesh. Sfardim don't, because it's just a minhag. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Sadak shmona asar yom bashana yachid gomer bahenas halal. Because the Gemara in Erechin tells us, and our Gemara here is telling us, that we have 18 days of the year where the person says a halal, the full halal. And these are them. Shemona simeachag, the 8 or 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Ushmona simeachanuk, and 8 days of Chanuk. V'yom tov arishon shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. V'yom tov shal Atzeres, on the first day or the day of Shavuos. Uvagol esr meachad, and on Golus where we have Yontif Sheni, so then there's 3 extra days. So it comes out to 21 days where we say the full halal. V'eluhin tishas yimeachag, so 9 days, meaning we have 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Ushmona simeachanuk, and 8 days of Chanuk. Ushnei yamim arishon shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach. Ubez yom tov shal Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos. But what we see from here is that Rosh Chodesh is not counted as a day where we say Hallel, so that's why it wasn't counted. Rav Ikla Bava, so Gemara tells the story that Rav once went to Bava, Chazinu de Kakaru Hallel Berish Yarcha, and he saw that the people were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Savar Las Sukinu, so he was going to go and stop them and saying, you know, you're not supposed to say Hallel on this day. Kevan de Chazda de Kamidauge Daluge Amar, but when he saw that they were leaving out certain sections, just like we do, we only say the half Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and we leave out the Lolanu and Afti, Shmamina, Minhag Avoseinu, Avosehem Biadehem. So what he learned is that it's clearly just a Minhag that they're saying Hallel. Now, we practically Ashkenazim, we do say a bracha on these minhagim, but again, Sfardim would not. But we see that this is a different type of halal. It's taught in the Braisa, Tana. Yachid lo yaskil v'im hiskel gomer. That a yachid doesn't have to start saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, but if he does, then he should finish it. Then the Mishnah told us about the 5 things that happened on Shavasar B'Tamuz and on Tisha B'Av. Hey, Dvarim iru es avoseinu b'Shavasar B'Tamuz. There were 5 things that happened on Shavasar B'Tamuz. Mishtabru aluchos minalan. So how do we know that the luchos were broken on Shavasar B'Tamuz? So the Gemara is going to give us a little bit of the backstory. Tanya, because it was taught in the Braisa, b'shishal chodeshinu aseres the books Yisrael, because the Jews got the Torah on Shavuos, which is the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Shiva, but Rabbi Yossi has a whole discussion. This is the Gemara on Shabbos that he says really Maimid Har Sinai Matan Torah happened on the 7th of Sivan. So Ma'ad Amar B'Shisha Ninu. So according to that, Tanakam, who said that we got it on the 6th of Sivan, B'Shisha Ninu V'Shiva Al Moshe. So we got the Torah on the 6th, and then on the 7th, Moshe went up to Har Sinai to go get the Luchos and to go get everything else. Ma'ad Amar Shiva. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you said that we got the Esar Sederos on the 7th, B'Shiva Ninu V'Shiva Al Moshe. So Moshe went up later that day to go get the rest of the stuff. T'ksiv Ayikra Al Moshe Bayom Hashvi, because we know Moshe for sure went up on the 7th day to go get everything from Hashem to go up to Har, to go up to Hashem and get the Torah. And it also says, Vayavo Moshe Besocha Anam Vayal El Hahar, that Moshe went into the midst of the cloud and went up the mountain. Vayim Moshe Bahar Arbeim Yom V'Arbeim Lailo, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Esher V'Arba De Sivan, so the last 24 days of Sivan. Vishisar De Tammuz, and the first 16 days of Tammuz. Ma'u Lahen Arbo'in. That completes the amount of 40 days total. Vishiv Sarba Tammuz, Nechuz, so Moshe then came down on Shavasar B'Tamos, came down and broke Luchos when he saw the Egel. Zav happening, Uksiv, and it says, when he came close and he saw the Egel, and that he broke the Luchos. That's how we know that it was on Shavasar B'Tamos. Next, Batel Atamid, so the carbon Tamid was discontinued. Gemara, this is a tradition that we've received from our forefathers that this is when it was happening. So we said that the world's walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 17th of Tamos. But the pasuk says that in the fourth month, meaning in Tammuz, that the breaching of the city happened in the ninth of Tammuz, not on the 17th. That the wall was breached. It seems that it was on the ninth of Tammuz, not on the 17th of Tammuz. So it says the Gemara, no, Amarav Lokasha, Kamarishon of Kamishnia. When it says on the ninth, that was in the first Beis Hamikdash, but our Mishnah is talking about the second Beis Hamikdash, where it was on the 17th. Titania, Barishon of Kuayir Bishisha B'Tammuz, Bishnia Bishivasu B'Tammuz. So we had it on the 17th of Tammuz, the second time, and that's the day that we're going by. Then we said Asaraf Af. Postmos esha Torah. So we said that Avostmos burnt the Torah. It's Gemara again. This is a tradition that it happened on Shavuot B'Tammuz. Then we said Hem Mitzelim Beheichal Minalan. So how do we know that there was a idol that was placed into the Heichal? So how do we know that was done on that day? Diksevu Me'es Husar Tamid V'Lasei Shikot Shomim, because the pasuk says that from the time the Tamid was removed, meaning the Shavuot B'Tammuz, and the mute abomination was placed. What's this referring to? V'Chad Hava was only one idol put there, Vaksiv, the Al Knaf Shikutim Shomim, but it sounds like in plural that there were two idols. So Amarava, Trehav, really there were two idols that were there in the Heichal, and they were put there by the evil Menashe. V'nafachad al chavrei usfarei le'liyadei. One idol fell on the other and broke off its hand. And now, the idol that had one no hand, that's what the pasuk was referring to, Ishtakach Tahav Aksiv, and the following message was found on the unbroken idol, meaning the one that broke the other one's arm, An Savis Lacharuve Besa, that you wanted to destroy the house of Hashem by leading the Jews astray into Avodah Zarah, Yadach Ashlimas Lay. So therefore, I have taken vengeance on behalf of Hashem, and I have paid him back by cutting off this hand. So this is the message that was found there. This is some of the stuff that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz. We will now go into Tisha B'Av in the next Amar, but this is Chaf Chasam and Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.